Welcome aboard to Spectrum. I'm your host, Kevin Sandler. My guest today, we're happy to welcome Alex Anyimana. And Alex grew up in Rwanda, actually. And Alex, first of all, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
What we're going to talk about, so people understand, you're here to talk about Operation Christmas Child. And you have, you know, your own story to share as you grew up in the midst of an unstable Rwandan government. People would remember about 30 years ago some of the terrible things that happened there. And so, you know, as this happened, obviously you have a story to tell, and, and also how you, you know, got your first shoebox, right?
That's great. Yeah. So I was born and raised in Rwanda as a little kid. And as a small little boy, I remember seeing a lot of hatred that had that was taking place in Rwanda. And the hatred that took place in 1994 was a result of tribalism, separation back in 1800s. The people of Rwanda were divided in tribes, and the tribes were the Hutus, the Tutsis, and the Twa people. And because of that hatred, because of that tribalism, neighbors hated their own neighbors, and friends would bully their own neighbors, their own friends. So in 1994, that hatred burst out into a genocide against the Tutsi. And for 3 months, 1 million people lost their lives, were killed, and over 400,000 orphans were left in the country. It was a difficult time. Maybe you still remember when those days happened, you know, and it was a tough time. But it was through those moments that the goal during the genocide was to wipe out the young generation and start with families. And unfortunately, my grandmother and one of my uncles were both killed during this genocide. And so me and my brother and my sister, we would find ourselves running from place to place, from family to family. And as we ran away from people trying to take our lives, we were hiding in the bushes, hiding in the ceilings, hiding in the in abandoned buildings. Along the way, God was protecting us. And so as a little kid, watching my grandmother and my uncle being taken away from me, it was such a devastating time in my life, and left with no hope. But after the genocide, I was put in an orphanage. And it was while we were in this orphanage that Samaritan's Purse had come already to Rwanda to help the people who had been wounded. And it was such a special moment, because a year later, in 1995, they brought Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes to our orphanage. And that's when, for the very first time in my life, I got to receive a gift.
Let's hear about that, first of all, because of what you had gone through, you know, even before that. You know, you obviously you'd witnessed the death of your grandmother and your uncle in 1994. You're trying to handle that as a child, and all that you went through to be safe. And then you got that gift. And so can you tell us what that was like for you at the time?
Yeah. When I received that Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift, it was a powerful moment that I'll never forget. In this orphanage, we had 250 kids, and all of us had lost our loved ones, and it was such a difficult time. The orphanage was built for only 60 children. It was just difficult time. But we got to line up in the yard one day, and they said, "Today is a special day. You're going to get a gift." So as I was 7 years old, so me and my friends in the orphanage, we lined up, and they hand out these gifts, and then they say, "Don't open them until all of them have been handed out." So some of us had to hold our present for about 5 minutes. That's a long time for a seven-year-old.
That's when the seconds become minutes. The minutes are hours,
yes,
right?
Yes. But we got to open our shoeboxes together, and all of us were screaming, of joy, not screaming of scaredness or running for our lives, but screaming because we could not contain the joy of receiving a gift. So I looked through my gift, and I saw school supplies, I saw hygiene items, and I saw toys. And deep inside, there was one of my favorite items, which was a hair comb. I kept a hair comb for the next 3 years. Now you may be thinking, what was so unique about that hair comb? That hair comb was so unique that on one side it had a brush, on the other side it had a little pick. So I would keep pick my little afro that I had at that time. It was so special. But what happened is that the orphanage director used that opportunity to share with us about Christ, about faith. And for me personally, my personal faith, a seed of God's love was planted in my life, even though I didn't know what God was doing. And so a year later, I left Rwanda and I went to Uganda. And while I was in Uganda, that's when my faith journey continued to grow.
All right, let's also, as we're talking with Alex, we're talking about Operation Christmas Child and mm-hmm. his journey, the difference, you know, between being in Rwanda versus Uganda, a mm-hmm. safer country, basically, was it?
During this time, both country, Rwanda was a little, Uganda was safer than Rwanda at that time. Over the years, the country of Rwanda continued to heal because the refugees who had come, the Tutsi refugees who had come to stop the genocide, stopped the genocide in about 3 months, and the country continued to get safer as time went by. And today, actually, is really incredible to see what God is doing through that country. A lot of people were able to find healing because the government that came on led this initiative of bringing reconciliation among the people who did the killing during the genocide. And today, Rwanda is actually one of the safest countries on the continent of Africa, and the economy growing, one of the fastest growing economies. And it's so beautiful to see that where the country is today and how safe it is today. And my wife and I were just there in May, and we got to see our families that are still there.
Well, yeah, that's the next question I wanted to ask is, mm-hmm. can you talk to us, how did you come to the United States? How'd that happen?
Yeah. When I was 15 years old, after receiving the shoebox gift and after coming into faith, when I got to receive that shoebox gift and being that seed of the of hope being planted in my life, I came to the United States and traveled with the choir for 2.5 years. But in 2003, I got adopted into a family in Minnesota. I tell people that God had a sense of humor. I ended up in the coldest part of the world. but I love my family there. And while I was in high school in Minnesota, that's when I got introduced to Operation Christmas Child, because the student council of the high school I was going to wanted to do a project. And they said, hey, let's do Operation Christmas Child. And I asked them, what is Operation Christmas Child? And they showed me the logo. And that's when the next day, I was standing in front of the whole high school talking about how Operation Christmas Child made a difference in my life as a 7-year-old. And that was very special. So high school and college, I continued to pack boxes. And today, after school, I moved to North Carolina, and I have the privilege of working and serving alongside Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child.
All right. And about a decade or so later, or whenever it was, you did return, right, to Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
You gave shoeboxes to kids at the same orphanage, right?
Yes. So in 2013, I had the privilege of traveling with Operation Christmas Child. And we got to go back to the same orphanage that I grew up in, and this time handing out shoeboxes and sharing with the kids who are there that no matter what they're going through, God loves them and He still remembers them. Just like I felt as a little kid receiving that shoebox gift, the joy that I had is the same joy and the same hope we were able to give them. It was a powerful time in my life, and so encouraging.
I was going to say, what a journey, you know, yeah. that I'm sure when you left that orphanage, you probably never wanted to come back or didn't think you would, right?
When I left the orphanage, it was an opportunity for me to get an education, and I'm grateful for the families that God called to give me the opportunity for education. My goal and my heart had always to be able to go back to someday to see Rwanda, to visit. Because Rwanda was not, me leaving Rwanda was not a threat. It was not running away. It was an opportunity that I got to go to school. And I'm grateful for families in Minnesota that gave me that opportunity. And I wanted to actually be able to give back to the people of Rwanda.
One of the more extraordinary things also, mm-hmm. you had the chance to visit the prison, mm-hmm. The man responsible for taking your uncle's life. And so yeah. for the listeners, can you talk to us about why you did that?
Yeah. When I received that Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift as a little boy, my faith journey continued to grow. And in my faith, it was because of my grandmother. My grandmother used to take me to church as a little boy, and she had a little faith, but my faith was hers. So after the genocide, I was blaming God for everything that happened in my life and losing my grandmother, my uncle, my mother passed over HIV/AIDS. I never knew who my father was. So I was living in bondage. But I remember, as I was in Uganda, when God had sent me people to disciple me, to mentor me. And in my mentoring, I was reading the Bible, and the Bible would say that we're all created in the image of God, that God loves us so much so, And so that was sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. So as a little kid, that was reminding me of my grandmother and the kind of faith that she had. And that faith was continuing to grow. And so when I stopped blaming God for everything that happened in my life and I came to faith and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that is when I realized that I would never have peace until I even forgive the people. The people who killed my grandmother and my uncle were my neighbors, were people who I grew up with, and I knew them by name. And I was being challenged. And my journey of healing started when someone said, Alex, what if you'd sit with the person who has caused you the most pain in your life? What would you do? And that question challenged me to pray, Lord, help me to heal. God, help me to heal that one day I can be able actually to see them. That when in 2013, I had the privilege of going to Rwanda and going back to the prison, and that was an answered prayer that I had been praying for 12 years, that God to help me heal in my own, have a closure. And that was able to happen after three times trying. And in 2008, the government of Rwanda had come up with this idea of bringing reconciliation, and I wanted to be part of the rebuilding Rwanda through forgiveness. But then it didn't happen. And then 2010, I tried again, it didn't happen. But in 2013, this is when we went to the prison and found out that the guy who killed my grandmother fled, but the guy who killed my uncle is still there. And that was a divine appointment. That process usually takes about 3 weeks. But in about 3 hours, we were able to meet with this guy. And I asked him, do you remember me? And he would say, no, I don't remember it specifically, but I remember three children being there. Those three children were me and my brother and my sister. The guy confirmed by saying, especially the older girl. In that moment, I'll be in tears. In that moment, I'll be lost. But I know that in that moment, God took my healing process at a different level, took my anger that I had, and helped me realize that I was free. Free, 100% free, because of I started to see that man who killed my grandmother, that man who killed my uncle that I was with in that moment, was also loved by God. And God created him and loved him, and he just the same. God doesn't love me more. God doesn't love me any less. God loves us the same. And that's the kind of anger that I had. That's the gospel. That's the good news of Jesus Christ that in my faith I did not want to accept. And I'm grateful. All of that, though, started when I got to receive a gift from Operation Christmas Child as a seven-year-old, being reminded that there's hope. There's hope and there's love around there. Someone out there is thinking about me and sending that hope. And so I wanted to share that hope with that guy as well, because if he can ask for forgiveness, he can also be forgiven.
Very important. And it's one of those things sometimes I think we misunderstand forgiveness, that this doesn't mean that, you know, that he leaves the prison or anything like that. But it does mean that, you know, you can be forgiven, right? No matter what you've done. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so he is still reaping the consequences of his actions. But if he asks for forgiveness, he can be forgiven. And if he asks, come into faith and have be free spiritually, he can be free. But on the outwardly, he's serving his consequences, but he can serve his consequences on this earth, but in free. At heart.
There you have it. Very important. Now, we talk about Operation Christmas Child, that shoebox. Since 1993, 220 million shoebox gifts collected for kids in over 170 countries and territories. You know, you're hoping, obviously, for this year to reach another 12 million, you know, children. And first of all, I think the staggering 170 countries. That's amazing. A lot incredible. Of us probably could not actually name 170 different countries.
Yes,
right?
That's correct. Yeah. Even myself, I don't think I would be able to name 170 countries. But it's incredible to know that Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan's Purse, partnering with the local church to be able to deliver these shoeboxes. Actually, Operation Christmas Child does not deliver the boxes. It's the local church who know the country, who know the language, the culture. And they use these shoeboxes to be able to bring hope to children. And if you're listening, you can be part of this. We pack shoeboxes. You can pack boxes all year round. Our website, samaritanspurse.org/OCC, has more information. You can pack a shoebox online. You can do it with your families and friends. And so we ask that you may think of a fun, pack a shoebox that is fun, full of school supplies, hygiene items, and toys, and then you make it full. So if you shake that shoebox gift, you think there's something rattling in there, there's still space. And then personalize it. Write that letter because that person who received that shoebox gift is a live and breathing child who's going to be reminded that they are special, that they are loved, and you can be part of their lives by changing their heart by packing that shoebox gift.
All right. And the National Collection Week, November 18th through the 25th. Of course, there is that website, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, or as everybody, you know, does now, Alex, just Google it, right? It'll come up.
And that's right.
And you'll find a way, you know, to where you can drop it off. I would also think it's a nice, like a family thing you can do. You can probably pack, you know, 3, 4, 5 shoe boxes as a family. Come on, kids, this is what we're going
to
do, right?
Yeah. You can. It's a way to teach kids, your kids, how to make a difference in someone's life. If you're looking for a fun activity to teach your children how to get involved in a worldwide ministry that is changing lives, this is an opportunity to do that. And it's a good thing you can do with your businesses. You're looking for, if you own a business and you run a business and you're getting looking for ways to get your employees involved and to make a difference, it's a great opportunity. School, you can do it as a school, you can do it as a class. There's no limit to what you can do with Operation Christmas Child, and our website can give you that information how to get. And if you ever have any questions, you can even email Samaritan's Purse on that website. There's an email there. You can ask for more information, and someone will get back to you. But thank you for getting involved.
No question. And again, for you, you know, people would be shocked how something like a shoebox could have changed your life so significantly. But I imagine the first thing that it did for you was it lets you know that you mattered and people did care. I certainly noticed that was the first gift you ever got in your life, right?
Yeah, that is an Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift. It was the very first gift I've ever received in my life. And it was so special to stand there and see the school supplies and see the hygiene items and see the toys, see the wow item. My wow item was a hair comb that I kept for 3 years. The other item that that was my favorite was a water cutter that I would take the brush, I would dip it in the water, and then I would dip it in the paint. And those were fun moments. The school supplies. I had my own notebook, and no one would take that away from me. And so today, I pray for that person who packed my shoebox gift so that one day I can be able to see them in glory in heaven one day be able to say, look, you made a difference in my life, and you packing that shoebox gift planted that seed of hope, and it changed the trajectory of my life. And that's what you can do when you pack that gift.
It's one of those things, you know, sometimes something that a person might not think much of, other than we packed a box and we shipped it off, and they don't know who's going to get it or necessarily where it's going to go. And here we are talking about a case, right, just showing what can happen.
Yeah. Shoebox gifts, they go to at least 100 countries every single year. And it is so special. We get to collect shoeboxes all over the country. You mentioned about the National Collection Week. That is the November 18th through the 25th, where on our website, you can enter your zip code, actually, and it will pull up the nearest location where to drop it off. Now, the boxes are collected around the country in more than 4,700 drop-off locations. And then once they're collected, they are sent to our processing centers in Boone, Charlotte, Atlanta, California, Illinois, and Denver. And then we get to inspect. The boxes are inspected to make sure that there's nothing that can break or anything that can harm the child or anything that can cause any custom regulations issues. And then we get to pray for the boxes. Because when we pray for the boxes, we are praying for the children. And then they are put on sea containers or airplanes and they're sent to the countries. And pastors receive them with the joy, and they're trained already how to reach out to the kids. And it's incredible. The kids actually get an opportunity to come into a relationship with their Heavenly Father. And all starts by that shoebox gift. From the journey of the shoebox, from the person who packs it, to the church and to the person who receiving it is incredible.
I would imagine there's a lot of cases, as we talked about last year, where child receives a box, there, you know, maybe something in it, religious themed or something. Could be the first time they've ever seen that in their life.
Yes, absolutely. It could be the very first time that they get to hear about Christ. They get to hear about how much they are loved. You know, many kids out there wondering, does God care? Just like I wondered when I was a little boy whether God cared about me. I was asking, does God love me? Does God, where was God when everything was happening? And so when kids are praying those prayers and they're in the situations and they get that shoebox gift and they get to read, if when you personalize your shoebox gift, you get to they get to read those letters and they get to know how much you care about them, you prayed for them. The pastors in the countries get to share with the kids about Christ, about hope. And then when they get to hear about, they get to receive that shoebox gift, they don't know that they're going to get a gift. But as a way of demonstrating God's love in a tangible way, they get a gift. And then kids are invited back to that same location, to that same church, to go through a 12-week discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. And they get to learn about Bible stories. They get to learn about faith. And in one of the lessons, kids actually respond, accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And for the since 2009, when that discipleship program was developed, over 20.3 million children indicated in their books accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, coming into faith. And it's these are world changers. These are children who are going to change the world. Children who you've been impacting when you pack a shoebox gift. And since 1993, over 220 million children have received the shoeboxes. And you're just listening to one testimony. We cannot wait to see more kids.
That's for sure, Alex. Mm-hmm. It's interesting also how you talk about things like, does God love me? And mm-hmm. the thing is, and strangers to show that you love them. And I think you can agree, this is a time we live in where people who don't know each other say some awfully mean things to mm-hmm. each other sometimes. So I people don't understand or, make an issue of that, but they'll think you're strange if you talk about how much you love people you don't know. Well, maybe we need to turn that around. What do you think?
Yeah, we can turn around. And one way we can love the people we don't know is by packing an Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift. I have never met the person who packed my shoebox gift before, but I pray for that person. I specifically pray for that person because they made a difference in my life and they changed the trajectory of my life. And so maybe you're listening and wondering, can God use me? What can I do? This is a ministry. Samaritan's Purse is an international evangelistic organization that is based in North Carolina, and one of the projects is Operation Christmas Child. And so you can check, God can use you in different ways, and you can be used to help your neighbor, to serve your neighbor, to serve other people. And it's a way of making an impact in people's lives, and Operation Christmas Child happens to be one opportunity that you can do that through your local community.
All right, and again, I'm going to remind people to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, or simply look up either Samaritan's Purse or Operation mm-hmm. Christmas Child. Alex, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.